Praise the Lord, everybody. This is our sample Bible study, and we're going to take it from the book of Proverbs, chapter number 8. We want to examine the mouth. And the reason I went straight to Proverbs, I know that the Bible overall has a lot to say about the tongue and about the mouth. We all know the scripture that says death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And so that we know that there's life in the tongue and there is death in the tongue or in the mouth. And so we want to just read some of those scriptures and put the word in your hearts and in your mind and just give you something to think about. Proverbs chapter 8. And in my Bible, in the book of Proverbs, I have the words, for example, voice and crieth and mouth and lips and tongue. I have those words underlined or circled so I can see them clearly. So it was easy for me to get to the book of Proverbs chapter 8 and look at some of these scriptures. I suggest some of you do the same thing in your Bibles if you want to pay any attention to things you say. Because the things that come out of the mouth is what defile a man, not the stuff that goes in. Sometimes we don't realize the things we say and how powerful it is. Let me read these scriptures, and then we're going to talk some more about the tongue. Verse 1 says, doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice, using the word voice to represent the fact that the word of God has wisdom in it, and it's making sound and crying out to us like someone would use their voice. That means voice has impact. Voice has impact. We have to pay attention to that. Verse 6 says, hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. That's the kind of verse that we want to see, where we're paying attention to what we speak. The Bible says we should speak excellent things, and the opening of our lips should be right things. I think it would be good practice if we would practice speaking excellent and right things. It is just not good, some things that come out of the mouth of people. Even in jesting, we should always be careful, because even when we're joking or anything like that, you never know what you might be saying that might hurt someone. We want to speak excellent things, and we want to speak right things all of the time. Verse 7 says, for my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. Oh, that's a wonderful scripture. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. Not to my religion, not to people around me, but to my own lips. Meaning I am not happy, I'm not willing to allow abominations to come out of my mouth, to come out of my lips. I want my mouth to speak truth and speak right things. And so should all of us. What we are aiming at is learning how to use words the right way. We should be speaking truth. Why? Because truth makes us free. And we want to speak words that's going to cause people to be free around us. Let me continue reading. Verse 8 says, all the words of my mouth are in righteousness. What a testimony. Imagine being able to say that. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. In other words, imagine having the testimony that in my mouth there is nothing forward or perverse. That's the testimony that we all want to have. Because of the power that's in our tongue. We want to use it wisely and use it right. Mm-hmm. In chapter 10, there are some other scriptures that helps us to know what to do with our tongue. In verse 11, the Bible says, the mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. In other words, we look at the word mouth here, and we see that it becomes a well of life. Something that when you open your mouth and you begin to speak words of power, it should be like somebody coming by and getting life out of you. You want your words to be just like somebody who might even be thirsty. You think of a thirsty man, and he comes and there's a well, he's happy about it. Guess why? Because he knows his thirst is about to be quenched. You want people, when they come to you or come near you, they know that they're about to hear good things and it's going to bless them. Verse 13 says, in the lips of him that have understanding, wisdom is found. Oh, that's such a blessing. You want people to speak to you and speak from wisdom. Find wise people so that when they open their mouths, wisdom come out of it. Verse 14 says, wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. You don't want to be about foolish people. People that are breaking and tearing people down with their words are foolish people. Stay away from them. Stay away from people that pull you down or break you down with their lips. Because the more you hear things, we know what it says in Romans. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The thing that you hear over and over and over is the thing that begins to form you. So if you have people around you that are speaking negative and speaking things that pull you down and bring you destruction, stay away from those people. You don't want those words to be formed in your heart and in your mind. In verse 20, it says, the tongue of the just is as choice silver. Isn't that wonderful? Verse 21 says, the lips of the righteous feed many. The lips and the tongue, these are powerful. It's a powerful scripture, powerful thought to know and understand that this is something that can give somebody life, that can feed. It says the lips of the righteous feed many. You want to feed on good things. Have you ever been down and feeling sad and somebody just begins to speak life to you? It's like feeding you. It's like giving you something to drink. I called somebody the other day and she was feeling really sick and down in her body. And as soon as she told me, she said, I'm so sick, I'm in so much pain, I can't believe this thing hurts so much. And her voice was so low, you could hardly hear, raspy. She was full of mucus, just having a miserable Saturday morning. And I just began to pray and speak life to her body, speak life to her life, speak life to her, and just begin to pray. I just prayed and called forth the healing virtue of God and bless the life and just begin to let the word come forth and speak scriptures. And I'm telling you, about 5 minutes into the conversation or into my praying, she began to pray along with me. She began to give God glory and praise the Lord. Let me tell you, by the time we got to 7, 8, 9 minutes in the conversation, she was yelling louder than I was yelling. She was praising God so much. She began to cry and weep and bless God. We stayed on the phone for about 45 minutes praying, just giving God the glory. Oh, man, the word of God came by and fed her soul, and it fed her body, it fed her mind, and took her out of what she was in. I say use your mouth the right way. Let your mouth and your tongue be like choice silver. Let it be a well of life. Let it feed many. Don't use your words to bring people down. Change the way you joke. Change the way you say things. Change the way that even the things you laugh about. Don't laugh about things that are negative, so that people will begin to learn your ways and learn, you know, you're serious about words, because words are seeds. At another time, we can talk about the power of the seed word, because that's another very powerful truth, how we can use words to build things and to form things and how God used words. But right now, I just want you to focus on how you use your words, how you use your mouth. In the same chapter, the last two verses I'm going to read, chapter 10, verse 31 says, the mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom. And the last verse says, the lips of the righteous know what is acceptable. Isn't that awesome? The lips of the righteous knows what is acceptable. Seems to me that wise people know what to say and how to say it. And so let's pay attention to how we use our words. Check your Bibles, look at these scriptures, and be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.